refraining from harm. Buddhists take a vow of morality in the context of first taking refuge in Buddha, in the states of realization, and in the spiritual community. Refuge is the foundation for the practice of morality. Buddha teaches us how to find refuge from suffering and limitation. But the chief refuge or source of protection is found in the states of realization achieved through practicing morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom. Buddhist scriptures recommend that you hide your good qualities and achievements like a lamp inside a vessel. You should not advertise them unless there is great purpose in doing so. It is considered a minor infraction of a monastic's vow if he or she achieves the state of liberation and says to someone else, "I have attained liberation." This being the case, it is difficult to determine what stage of inner experience another person has achieved. I have had the opportunity to meet several people who have attained extraordinary spiritual development. There was a not very scholarly monk from my Namgyal monastery who came out of Tibet to India around 1980. Since we knew each other, we were casually chatting one day. He told me that while he was in a Chinese communist gulag for almost 18 years, he faced danger on a few occasions. I thought he was referring to a threat to his own life, but when I asked, "What danger?" he answered, "Losing compassion toward the Chinese." He considered this to be the danger. Most of us would feel proud to tell others about how angry we got, as if we were some kind of hero. Another Lama, who was from the Drukpa Gagyu tradition, and I were very close. We met frequently and always used to joke, teasing each other back and forth. On one occasion, I asked him about his spiritual experience. He told me that when he was young, he was staying with his Lama, who had him perform the preliminary practice of making 100,000 prostrations to the Buddha, the doctrine, and the spiritual community. Early in the morning and late in the evening, he had to make prostrations on a low platform the length of his body. His Lama was meditating in the dark in the next room, so to trick him into thinking he was making prostrations, he would tap with his knuckles on the prostration platform. Years later, after his Lama passed away, he was taking a meditation retreat in a cave, during which he recalled his Lama's great kindness over years of training him, and he wept and wept. He almost fainted, but then experienced the clear light, which he kept continuously practicing. Subsequently, after successful meditations, he occasionally would remember past lives in vivid reflections before him. These firsthand stories have inspired me. There are definitely practitioners today moving in the direction of Buddhahood. Meeting these people increases our inspiration and determination, and through them, the teaching becomes alive. In this way, the spiritual community provides models for practitioners to look up to, which can lead us to refuge. These three, the Buddha, the states of realization and doctrines that teach them, and the spiritual community, are factors outside yourself that have greater capacity to end suffering than you presently do. However, a Buddhist is not asking them to grant happiness. Rather, happiness comes from putting the doctrine into practice. Buddha teaches the actual refuge, how to practice the doctrine, but the main responsibility lies in your own implementation. To create the foundation for an eventual spiritual state devoid of suffering and limitation, we need to engage in the following practice. 1. Identify the 10 non-virtues. 2. Identify the 10 virtues, which are the opposites of those non-virtues. And 3, abandon the 10 non-virtues and adopt the 10 virtues. Because people vary in their ability to keep certain vows, Buddha described several levels of moral practice. Within the morality of individual liberation, there are those who live a householder's life, in a home rather than a monastery, and those who have left a householder's life to become nuns or monks. If you are capable of maintaining chastity for a lifetime, you can leave the household and take monastic vows. If you cannot maintain chastity, but can keep vows, you can take certain layperson's vows that last an entire lifetime, or other layperson's vows that last for only a day.